Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Awesomes, welcome back to Awesome Today. I'm your host, as always, on Mondays, Meg Teets. That doesn't sound right.
Sounds good enough. I'm your co-host, the equivalency of herpes in remission.
Okay, good.
Are you going to edit that out?
No, let's leave it in.
Okay. I feel like sometimes that's how you view me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
That would honestly not be how I view you, so we have to go a different direction.
Lifelong gift, and you've been with me now more than half your life.
That's true. That's true.
I feel like we're similar. There's probably a few no longer listeners that would view me the same way. We've run a few folk off. And by we, I mean me. I know that.
So, it is Monday. It's the last Monday of June.
June. How would the Latino folk pronounce that?
Junio. You don't remember that from your high school Spanish?
No, let's listen. Let's listen here and pay attention. High school Spanish is the only class in high school I made a B in.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I had a solid 90, but my Spanish teacher accused me of cheating, and she had no proof. Let's be honest. I may or may not have been cheating.
You were guilty.
She had no proof.
You were guilty,
so,
but she did not have the proof.
Pulled
she had
the old
no receipts.
89.9.
Is that true?
It's true. That's and why I was a salutatorian and not the valedictorian.
Hey, you want to know what kept me out of the top 10% of my graduating class?
Herpes. No? Is this the herpes episode? Is that what
apparently,
just happened?
Apparently. Okay. Apparently. No, two B's on my transcript, one in physics, which that was a solid B, yeah. And I was happy for it, okay?
I want to tell you a secret. If you chose to take, and you chose, because it wasn't a requirement, if you chose to take physics in high school and made a B, you deserved your fate.
Okay. Well, as I said, I was happy for it. And that mm-hmm. probably would have been fine, except I had also made a B in driver's ed. And that was, I don't know.
20-some years later, the truth comes out, and I am not surprised.
I don't think...
I think you're a little further right than you think you are. Is that a familiar statement?
You are so rude.
I am a completely honest a-hole.
Listen.
Yeah, there's no recourse, is there?
Look, I'm a
listen,
perfectly,
you truth-telling son of a bitch.
I am absolutely a B-level driver, okay?
Fair
Do
enough.
I speed? Yes, consistently. Do our teenage daughters now remind me every single time I either speed or don't use my turn signal? Yes, also true. But I'm a B-level driver.
Roll through that stop, nearly rear end of... innocent Asian
oh my
couple.
Gosh.
We live in the Asian district,
yes.
For the record.
I rolled a stop sign in front of a police officer
well
the other
done.
Day, and I was like, shit, shit, shit. And then it was just fine.
Like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, he was, he either did not see it or he did not care.
I can see you have a Nico in the back seat. That's an excuse.
Yes. Okay, so I will tell you all that normally, here's a little inside baseball. Normally, Kyle and I do have a notes doc that has topics that we want to make sure to cover. We got nothing this week.
Well, let me interject.
Well,
let me interject, okay. If I may. Okay. May I?
Please do, I guess. You're doing it already.
I won't say this if you say no.
Okay, say
that
it, yes.
That was dead air. You committed the cardinal sin of podcasting and radio. You had dead air.
I was going to have a sip of my drink while you did your interjection.
Well,
so.
you have to give me permission or not.
Okay, yes, please do. What do you want to say?
I know this will come as a huge surprise to the people. I don't require an outline, just to ramble and talk and make jokes.
Yeah.
The reason that we've had a semi-outline for episodes is because you, bless your soul, you're very rigidly fixed to the need for structure as it comes to podcasting.
Yes.
But and that's accurate and real
yes.
for your main show, your quote-unquote real show.
Yeah.
But for this show, I mean, my word, we meander all over the place.
I mean, that's fair.
I would challenge most folks, probably 3 out of 4 episodes, nobody could identify an outline.
Okay, that is also fair, and I would not argue with that. One reason that we started keeping that notes doc, not just, and I will not argue, I do have the thought of, okay, let me back up and say this. I've gone on other people's podcasts that there's no agenda. They're just like, okay, mm-hmm. See you at this time. And then I just show up and I'm
son
like,
son of a bitch, they have hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Oh, no, that's very kind of you to think I would be on a show that big, but no. But I have the sweaty palms, racing heart. Like, okay. If I don't have an outline, well, it's so much anxiety. But
let's twist the accelerator. Let's see how agitated we can get you.
Okay, well, I'm already 97% there, so.
Oh, come now. Listen, I know you.
Can you just listen?
Can you just know that I know you?
Yes, and that's fine. Okay. But the other reason that we keep a notes doc is...
So we don't forget the
yes.
hot merging action that happens throughout the course of
that's
the week.
That's it. Because even with keeping an outline, mm-hmm. there will still be times when we're like, dadgummit, we meant to talk about this, and we forgot because it wasn't
episode?
On the outline.
How do I end every episode? I feel like there's something else.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I get it. I get that. Right. But I have a few things. I know. So first of all, let's explain what has been absent from your life for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Two long weeks.
Long. Torturous. Barely survivable. Miserable.
Okay. That's maybe
reaching. Post-apocalyptic weeks.
That's maybe a little bit of hyperbole.
I
but
don't feel like it is.
I know. I think it was harder on you than it was on me.
Tremendously so.
Our oldest, Daisy, was at...
My baby. My baby girl.
You carried her for 42 weeks, did you? You had the emergency C-section.
You carried her for the first 42. I've carried her every damn since. It's true. She's my baby.
I've
told her, and I mean it, I would go to jail for her.
Yes, it's true. She was at Oklahoma Arts Institute at Quartz Mountain Camp for 2 weeks. She had a great time.
It was a 2-week summer camp, 2.5 hours away from our home.
Three if you
drive the speed limit.
That is also fair. But also 3 if you're traveling with a three-year-old You make some stops along the way.
This is the longest period of time
mm-hmm.
that, since you and I have been together as a married couple, it's the longest anybody in our little nuclear family has been apart from each other.
Well, yeah, I never thought about it, but yeah, that's right.
That's...
Well...
Nope.
Okay, I guess the most unbroken amount of time, that would be fair. I was going to say, you know, when you got the job at Texas State and I stayed in Fort Worth... to finish my teaching contract. That was like a semester, but we saw each other on the weekends.
Yeah, there was a lot of weekend commuting. And
that's when Daisy was conceived.
Might I say, yeah, a lot of weekend delights.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, We did get a small interlude because we did get to see her last Sunday night.
But it wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same. She wasn't coming home. They played a concert at Scissortail Park, which is in downtown Oklahoma City. It was lovely, yeah. And we got to see her for a few minutes. But
she had already emancipated herself from us at that point. It was heartbreaking, heart-wrenching even.
This is, this was 2 weeks. You know she's going to be a senior next year, right?
Shut your face.
Okay, off. I couldn't help but to think about that, especially as I was driving down there today.
I still hold out that somehow, some way, she will choose a college that is nearby enough that I can just randomly show up outside of a class. Hi, I'm your dad.
She'll love it.
Remember me?
She'll love it.
Your friends aren't embarrassed for you.
They're not cringing.
No.
You're not cringing. Yes, no one's cringing.
No one's cringing. Just chaff and hug me.
So today, Nico and I got up and drove down there. And if you haven't taken a road trip with a 3-year-old lately, let me tell you what.
Especially one who is technically potty trained but prefers to crap in his own pants.
Yes.
It's an adventure.
And especially one who is preparing for law school already because he wants to argue everything. In fact, at one point,
objection, Your Honor.
Yeah, this was after we had gotten Daisy and we were headed back home. He took off his shoes, as toddlers are wont to do,
it's
in the car.
It was just the shoes.
And then he immediately regretted that decision and started screaming for his shoes. Well, they were in exactly the right place where neither Daisy nor I could get to them. And Daisy was like, hey, Mom can't get him. She's driving. And he goes, no, you're not driving.
Yeah. It's, you can't argue with a toddler.
You shouldn't ever try.
They bring illogical logic that you can't argue with.
It's true. So anyway,
that's been a thing.
Yes.
That's been a thing over the course of the last 2 weeks. There's been that just base level disgruntlement with the absence of a member of our family.
Yeah.
We've had the twins have been going to day camps, mm-hmm. which is a semi-relief during the day,
mm-hmm.
but it's still
throws off the schedule a little.
Yeah, it throws things off. There's this feeling of empty, of not right, of not accurate.
Yeah. H.A. was thrilled to have everybody out of the house for a few minutes.
She claimed that, but she was desperately lonely because she loves her sister, if for no other reason, she loves to torment her
yes,
sister.
Yes, exactly.
It's a loving torment.
Yeah.
Just like I do to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's where H.A. gets it from.
Everyone knows this.
Yeah.
It's not a mystery. So there's a lot going on that would upset you from a scheduled, regimented, outlined episode.
Yeah.
But there are still things going on in your life. You had a parfum?
Yeah. Yes.
Talk about it.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. I did get the newest release from Sniff, which is one of my new favorite perfumeries, scent companies, because they also do candles.
And narcotics.
It's hidden. It's hidden in the it's in the bottom of the candle. If you burn it all the way to the bottom,
and then sniff
you get
it.
A surprise.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you sniff it.
It's good stuff.
I got their very newest release. It's called Pacifico. And it promised to kind of evoke that like sort of Southern California beachy feel.
Okay. I've not heard this dialogue yet, so I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Continue. I don't have the notes, the scent notes or anything, but I'll put a link in the show notes if you guys want to go check it out.
It smells like homeless people and dirty underwear and ocean breezes.
Not that kind of beach. A different kind.
Different beach.
Yes. One of Sniff's claims to fame and the thing that they are really strong on doing is creating unisex fragrances.
Yeah, they do.
And I love Strawberry Moon. They sent me a couple of others to check out. Natural Talent is another one I've been enjoying, but I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to like Pacifico or not because it is unisex, but it does lean a little masculine for me.
Okay.
I put it on and had you smell it and even wondered if you might like to try it yourself. The thing about perfume, and we've talked about this with cologne too, different scents are going to hit your body chemistry in different ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So even if it smells like it's leaning a little masculine on me, you might wear it and be like,
I smell like a chick.
Yes, exactly.
Because that's how I speak.
I honestly have been a little nervous to wear it in public because I'm afraid people are going to be like, who have you been rubbing up on?
Well, wouldn't they like to know? Do you want my unabashed,
please do,
possibly needing to be edited opinion?
Oh, no.
Of it?
Okay.
So, this isn't intended to be IST, I-S-T.
Okay.
Not, certainly not racist, not any of the other ISTs.
Where the hell is this going?
Well, listen, there's a unique smell in my mind.
Okay.
That is affiliated with either, well, let me back up, if I may.
Okay.
If I may. It's not like we have a schedule we're trying to stick to, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when you and I were newly married.
Yeah.
And we became dorm directors.
Yes.
That's what we did to pay the bills. No shame. It's not like prostitution, except it's exactly the same.
No, it's not.
Just, you're doing it for an organized body of government-funded people. So it's okay then, because the government has funded it. Anyway, we were dorm directors, and the dorm that we were in charge of was... It is what housed on the particular at the particular school we were at. It is what housed all of the Greek life,
yes,
fraternities, sororities, as well as a few GDIs.
Yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The independents.
Right,
you fill in the blanks for the other initials. And interestingly, that was also the primary dorm for international students, which oddly, for this little regional school in Oklahoma, there were a surprising number of international students.
That's
right?
True. Mm-hmm.
Well, what this scent reminds me of is it's a combination. It could be a frat guy who is headed out for his
Thursday night at the bar
deal, where he's just, just spray it on.
That's what it is, a little like that. Yeah.
And the international student who doesn't know what an American should or should not smell like, and they're just trying their best to fit in. And there's no judgment.
Oh, my gosh. Now I can't link to
there's no judgment here.
Because if they listen to this, they are not going to be thrilled with that.
They may or may not. Maybe I help them find their new niche. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There was one guy in particular. His name was Kumar.
Yeah.
I won't share his last name, mainly because I can't remember it. He was awesome. He was from Malaysia.
Yep.
He was awesome. He's one of the most awesome people I've ever met.
Yeah.
And to me, this scent was exactly what either a frat guy or a guy like Kumar would just like spray all over themselves, hoping to be acceptable to other people. It wasn't offensive in any way, and I know it probably sounds offensive in my description. It was just, it was a very heavy...
Was it possible I just spray too much on?
No. Nope. It was a very heavy... strong statement-making scent that also smelled oddly commercial from a unique
Okay, thank you for saying
provider.
That, because I would say all of the scents from them I've tried, this is the most commercial smelling. And there's literally nothing wrong with enjoying a perfume or cologne from that's mass-produced.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
You know, you can get it at your Dillard's scent counter,
Macy's,
or whatever. Yeah,
JCPenney's, don't buy their sense.
Don't let Catherine hear you say that. Catherine loves the
JCPenney.
Oh, she loves the JCPenney. I don't know about the scents, but she
probably has the right body chemistry for it. I don't.
No, I'm not saying the scents. I'm just saying she likes to shop there.
Oh, well, beyond the scents, I buy things at JCPenney's.
That's
I have
questionable.
Bought Levi's jeans other things.
Okay.
Look at me dropping names like Levi's. He's a whore.
Anyway, there's nothing wrong with enjoying your commercial perfume or cologne. That's fine. It's just, I feel like Sniff maybe is in that in-between space. Like, they're definitely, like, not a small work-at-home mom
perfumery
type situation. Totally independent. And they're not, it's not, I don't know, this is not Giorgio or Armani.
Well, cologne. I mean, look, everybody that's doing a thing for the public has the consideration of, I'd like to make some money for this.
Sure, of course, yes.
And there's no shame in that.
Yeah.
I don't judge them for any of the evaluation that I made. They're appealing to different groups with any scent that they would present. I don't judge them for that. I celebrate them for it. Now I can't remember what snarky remark I was going to make.
Well,
I just blacked out.
I mean, just all of that to say, I do agree with you that it is a little bit more commercial.
This one is
vibe. than I was expecting.
But no shade on that.
No.
That's fine. If they take over the frat and international student scene.
Hey, good for them.
Good for them.
Somebody's got to.
Right. Somebody's going to.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
All right. What is currently what? Yeah, I can.
No.
Yeah, I can. No. Yes, I can, and I'm going to. You're all embarrassed. What is currently sitting on your left wrist?
We literally cannot talk about this.
It's a wristwatch. That is the left wrist is the normal wrist upon which watches are worn. You have a watch. What color is the face of the watch?
It is Tiffany blue.
And whose original failed watch purchase was that?
Yours.
Mine. I don't know why you're all butt-puckered about this. You're making diamonds downstairs. It's embarrassing for everyone, except that I like diamonds. And you do, too.
Yeah.
You're wearing a gorgeous watch on your left wrist of Tiffany blue color, which was a man's watch. I bought it for me, and then I just found myself not wearing it.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in it. And here very recently, you said to me what?
Surprising to myself most of all, because I've been resistant about this, but I was like, I think I want a watch.
Yeah.
I haven't worn a watch since I got an iPhone and maybe even before that.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a simple man.
Yeah.
If anybody hadn't figured that out. I've labored with my own babies.
Yeah.
Trying, and maybe even a C-section, I don't know. I won't claim that.
Thank you.
I've tried so hard over the years to find meaningful gifts to give to you, and I've repetitively brought up, might you like a watch? No.
Yeah.
It was always a very guttural and angry no.
Yeah, I usually scream no in your face.
In your way, in the way that you would scream. Which is like, no, thank you. But that's from you, no, thank you, is like the most eviscerating, ugly version of a denial.
But all of a sudden, genuinely, in the past couple of weeks, I've been like, no, you know what? I think I want to be a grown-up and have a watch.
Have a watch. I looked online. I looked, my word, everywhere.
Yes.
And we do live in an interesting time where maybe it's due to the current presidential administration. Maybe it's not. We have the difficulty of getting items delivered.
Yes.
Things, stuff. The few watches that you found, we couldn't get.
Right.
I was angry.
Really?
Yes, I was.
You didn't seem angry.
I'm a good disguiser of my angry feelings.
Okay. Seemed like you were just like, well, that's not going to work out.
I did
that. See you later.
I did that for your benefit.
Okay.
I didn't want you to be upset just because I was upset.
Okay.
But then I remembered, as we looked through things, hey, wait, I've got this one watch. And on a whim, I brought it in.
Yes.
And it's like, here, put this on. And I put it on your wrist like a very non-romantic proposal of marriage. Forced it on there. It was invasive. It looks right. It's a man's watch. The face is traditionally too big for a woman, but you rock it. You make it work, and the color is right for your complexion. It looks really good. You're laughing. You're assigning weirdness to this that doesn't exist.
The subtext is, but you are a thick-wristed woman, no, so it all works.
You shut your mouth hole. You're ridiculous. You're not thick-wristed.
I mean, literally, we didn't have to make any adjustments from your wrist to mine.
I have girl wrists. Everyone knows this. Everyone who's ever known me is like, yeah, old girl-wristed Kyle. That was one of my nicknames in high school, old girl-wristed Kyle. Everyone knows that. You're being ridiculous.
Okay. I'm very grateful for it. It's so pretty. So many people have complimented and you
right?
had it already.
Isn't that the telltale sign of
it is.
A quality choice? Other people, random strangers stop you and are like, hey, I could use a few bucks for diapers and formula, but in the meantime, that's a damn good looking watch.
I'm very grateful for it. I genuinely am. I just didn't know we were going to be talking about it. Okay?
You're blushing.
Yes, I'm blushing.
Why are you blushing?
I don't know.
It's a nice watch. Is blushing. That why you're blushing?
Yes.
You don't feel like you deserve nice things?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Lay down on this couch. I'm going to be your...
What?
Psychologist.
What the heck? Oh, okay. I was like, what kind of couch is it? And what's going to happen?
Maybe I'm a dentist and I'm going to molest you as well. That's not out of the picture at this point. It's still early in the evening as we record.
No, it's not. It's you are pouring your drink. I was like, it's almost bedtime.
And it's literally 8:30. No, it's 8:20. Wow. You're old.
I am exhausted. I drove 6 hours today with a toddler in tow.
All right. I'm going to take advantage of you later, just so everyone knows.
Oh, good luck. Good luck and good night.
Okay.
No, nope. Just stop.
I can't say the thing I was going to say.
Okay.
That's offensive. You're offensive, sir.
Are you
sir,
not?
Sir, you're offensive.
Do you have anything from our usual cadre of topics?
Stop trying to take us onto an outline that we don't have.
All right, fine.
What have you read?
What have you
been reading?
For two books. If you follow me on my personal Instagram, you know that I read a very darling rom-com of a romance novel by Olivia Dade called All the Feels. In it, Alex, he's the male main character, is a TV star. He stars in a sort of imagined Game of Thrones type TV show. Okay.
Excellent.
And
that's how the Latinos would say it.
Yeah. You're big on the Spanish tonight.
Am I?
Yeah, that's like the second or third thing that we
brought
in here. I'll
trust your statement. I didn't realize it.
So he has a sort of bad boy reputation, although he's not really. He has his reasons for the things he does. But then he gets assigned a sort of handler to make sure he doesn't do anything that embarrasses
I love a
the
good
show.
Handler.
Yes. And her name is.
Julia Childs?
No, Lauren. I was going to say Jordan, but no, Lauren. And
Jordan, Lauren, Julia Childs.
They seem,
that's a long name.
Yes, they seem like an unlikely pairing, but
they're romantically interested now.
Well, it takes like half the book for them to get around to realizing it.
Of course it does. And the other half to finally get to the point of,
oh no,
quote unquote consummation.
Didn't take that long. They realized it.
Well written, sirs and ma'ams.
It was delightful. It's very open door. That means the sex scenes are detailed.
Nice.
And it was very charming and cute and just like a nice light read. I am still reading A Caribbean Tale. Well, I was gonna say an American Heiress in Paris, and then I was thinking about an American Werewolf in Paris.
Yeah.
A Caribbean Heiress in Paris. I am still reading that, and it is still delightful, and
because
it's just
of the
longer.
Booze?
That's the booze one, yes.
Yeah, is that why you like it?
As part of why I like it.
Stiff drink.
It's also extremely sexy and romantic, so.
I like that.
Still going on with that. But yeah, I actually got some reading done this week.
Are you
going
to read passages of that for your OnlyFans account?
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
But the only problem is I can't do the accents.
Oh, sure you can. Listen.
No, I really can't.
The fans... which are the fans of OnlyFans.
Yeah.
They aren't incredibly scrupulous about accuracy of accents.
You don't think so?
They just want to hear the naughty parts.
And there's plenty of naughty parts to get to, so...
I feel like there's a budding business in the making right here.
All right.
We'll establish an LLC this week.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Speaking of...
Do you need an LLC for your OnlyFans account?
I feel like that's the most tax-responsible way to...
Let's check with our CPA.
Yeah, if you can trust him.
I don't want to disparage him. He's a CPA, okay?
I'm going to disparage him.
He's just like a boomer
white
guy
but
CPA.
I'm going to disparage him. Will you let me disparage him?
No. Well, okay, you're going to tell the story.
I won't say his name.
Okay. That's true. We're not saying his name. Nobody knows who our CPA is. I don't know why I'm worried about it.
His first name might be Gary.
No!
What?
Stop.
I won't say his last name, which might be... No, I won't say it.
You better not.
I've used this particular CPA for several years.
It's been like almost 10 years.
For my business, and then later for our family.
Yeah.
It was a few years ago that I went in to drop off, because he's a little bit more country than rock and roll, and he requires some physical drop off of documents and things. I'd taken some things in. Now, in fairness, it was in the heat of tax season, which...
Yes.
If you are not a CPA, you need to understand that's a balls to the wall moment.
I think the average American citizen can understand that's when CPAs are busy.
It's pretty rough. It's pretty rough. I'd gone in to see him. He came wandering out. As I approached the receptionist desk, he came wandering out from the back room that is quote unquote his office. And though his pants were buttoned, they were unzipped. And he looked half drunk. It was probably delirium hours of sleep and things.
I don't think he drinks.
But it desperately changed my opinion of him in that moment.
Yeah.
I now refer to him as Gary Pants on the Ground, which is a American Idol reference for anybody that knows.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Were we talking about something? Oh, speaking of forming LLCs.
I'm starting a business right now.
Yes.
My business partner... should he be listening, is a guy, and we're breaking up my current business, and I'm starting a new LLC.
That's good.
Belongs to me. He's a prick.
No, stop it.
I said it. Damn it. I said it. There's no denying it now. So that's been, holy moly, my weeks now, several weeks have been consumed with operating in accordance with the state, but along with just being an LLC, it has to be a securities registered business and
exactly.
things. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And
it's not just the state. It's the state and...
Littering and...
all
watch
of the-
Super Troopers to know what that means. Yeah. Littering and...
Yeah.
It's been a mind-numbing experience. Many efforts. Some of them futile. Some of them fruitful, and who knows which is going to be what. It's been a challenge. I'm exhausted from this, and there's more work to be done, but we're getting closer to having Kyle's Own Family Business.
That's what it's going to be called, Kyle's Own Family Business, LLC.
LLC, and we will sell lemonade at the curbside and financial advice. One may or may not be better than the other.
Oh my gosh!
It's a real kick in the cratch.
This part of it is. It's going to be awesome once it's all set up.
It's already awesome. It's just waiting for the unawesomeness to sort itself out.
For sure.
What else? What have you been watching? Because I know. Listen. Are you listening?
Yes.
For the last handful of nights, have come to bed after you. Come to the sanctity of our...
Don't say that.
Romper room.
Okay. I thought you were going to say marriage bed.
Of marriage bed.
I was going to punch you in the crotch.
Go ahead. I quite enjoy it. I have come to bed.
Joke's on you. I'm into it.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, we're going to sidetrack. That's the best thing ever. I was randomly watching a YouTube video of a guy that was playing video games, of all things, and he'd gotten owned by one of the non-player characters, NPCs, and he'd made the comment, "Joke's on you. I enjoy it."
Yes.
Or "I dig it," or something like that. That's been a phenomenal thing. I encourage everyone to use that in their life.
Yes.
At work, wherever. Yes. "Joke's on you. I like whatever you just did."
Yeah.
Anyway, I just blacked out. Where are we?
You come to bed, the sanctity of our room.
I come there. You've already been watching shows.
Yeah.
What have you been watching?
Okay, on Netflix, there's a Netflix original series. I think it's called God's Favorite Idiot, I think is the title.
Is its name Kyle?
Yes. In the, no.
Okay.
It's very, very charming. It stars Melissa McCarthy and her husband, Ben Falcone, whom I was not that familiar with, but apparently he's a writer and actor and those types of things.
Good for him.
And the concept of the show is that this guy... his name is escaping me. See, you're rubbing off on me in a bad way. I can't remember character names anymore.
His name is Weenus McGillicuddy.
No, that's not right. Anyway, he just happens to walk outside one evening, and there's like this electrical storm situation, and God... why are you nodding like that?
Every good thing begins with an odd electrical storm. I'm on board. Where are we going?
God basically like... It's like a bolt of lightning, except it's God.
Was it very, very frightening?
Apparently, yes. Okay. And God chooses him to be a prophet. And he reveals
his name to Galileo.
Yep. He reveals that he's a prophet to him by the fact that he starts glowing, but he can't control it at the beginning.
That's the beauty of glowing. You can't control it.
Yeah.
Ask me how I know.
This sounds really dumb as I'm saying it, but it's extremely funny and sweet and charming. I'm not finished with... There's like one season of it on Netflix. I'm not done. But it's a very quick, easy watch.
And what's it called again?
God's Favorite Idiot, I think, is what it's called. My phone died. I'm noteless. I don't even know what to say.
People will figure it out.
They'll figure it out. Interested. It's on Netflix, and it starts with God.
I just belched on Mike. I'm sorry.
You haven't done that in a long time, you ape.
It's been a while. I belched like an ape.
The other thing last night, just out of just pure nostalgia and wanting something good.
I knew we were going here.
Good and precious and tender and joyful in the world.
Yeah.
I started
a rewatch of a horror series.
It's the comfort of horror. I started watching Stranger Things again because this coming Friday, we get the final two episodes of season 4.
Which was a weird breakup.
I know. It's strange. I don't like it.
Is that what it was? 7 and 2?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. I do not stand for it, but I will still absolutely watch this weekend.
It's COVID sensitivities.
I guess that's two episodes. Why couldn't they?
I know, but this is what they would advertise.
Okay.
I'm not judging them, but I'm actually entirely judging them.
Anyway, I started it last night, and Kyle, you may or may not remember, when that show started, the cast of kids, they were actual children. It's shocking to see how young they were when you've just seen them being teenagers.
And in the most recent series, it's a disturbing version of young adults dressed down to look like teenagers.
Yeah.
They tried to violate the space-time continuum.
Yeah, and it mostly works. But I just was like, oh my gosh, I love this show so much. I almost started crying because it's just so...
Okay, let's tell the truth.
I forgot...
Let's tell the truth.
That I did cry.
You did cry.
Okay. I forgot one of Hopper's best lines from...
Hopper's dead!
No.
But now he's alive.
Okay. From season 1, episode 1, when he walks into the office, as you may remember, he drinks beer in the morning like...
Damn right he does.
That's how he starts his day.
Like his name's Kyle? Yeah.
He starts his day with a cold beer. By the time he gets into the office, he's already, a little bit smoothed out. And his secretary is trying to give him messages of, everything that he needs to check on. And he's like, "What did I tell you, Flo? Mornings are for coffee and contemplation." And she tries to interrupt him again and goes, "Coffee and contemplation." And I was like, that's such a great line. And so you know what I did? I went to Etsy and I searched coffee and contemplation. You can get it on a t-shirt. Yes.
Right,
and mugs, too.
And mugs and keychains. Yes. And yeah. Yeah, all the things.
I just love that show. It's probably the starting that show again, which I know you won't watch it with me, and that's fine.
I'll watch parts of it with you.
Okay.
I can't commit to the entirety because I already did once, and I spent my load.
Yeah, that's gross.
Well, it's accurate, though.
The season one, I forgot how meticulous.
You just called me gross. How dare you?
I said that what you said was gross, and I think the people shall agree.
I think the people that listen to this show, all three of them, would support me.
Okay. I forgot how meticulously, perfectly on point with tone and set design and just everything the first season was. They're all fantastic.
There's a few... Okay, I'm having a mental crisis in this moment.
Are you having a stroke?
A series of mini strokes. Okay. But let's look aside from that. What is the literary term for when a show brings something into existence, something that is time inappropriate? I almost called it a portmanteau, but I know that's not what it is. What is it?
Anachronism. Okay.
That's far less satisfying to say.
You just wanted to say portmanteau.
I like that word.
You're creepy.
Anachronism. There are several anachronisms.
Really?
They're more present in the early...
Is that
early
right?
Episodes
okay.
Than in the later episodes of that show. I don't judge.
Someone was on an iPhone.
Hey, let's look up the underneath on my iPhone. It was a little awkward. I don't judge them for that.
Yeah.
But it is a thing that some purists would be like, they would have their actual own damn no moment.
No, damn no.
It's a serious moment. And we just had air silence.
You're running this show, I'm just looking at you.
Keep going on your description of your enjoyment and or
you said everything. Disapproval.
You said all the things?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, I had a few things that I wanted to bring up. Spurn you to conversation. Not spurn, but spur. There's a difference in the two words. I'll give everyone a moment to look those two up while I try to remember what the hell I was going to say. Damn, what was it? We have been, in terms of lifestyle, I remember one of the things and two of the things, and I'll come back to the easier one in a moment.
Okay.
I discovered something this past week. It's revolutionary for me. Okay. I'm old. I barely understand the interwebs. I only have Al Gore to thank for my exposure to the interwebs.
Yeah.
Who has, but more accurately, who hasn't heard of DHgate?
I had not until this week.
Had you never heard of it? Did
no.
it not even mildly ring a bell?
No.
You've heard of Alibaba.
And yes, and AliExpress.
And AliExpress.
Yes.
And all the Ollies.
Yeah.
Right? Spelled with an A. A-L-I.
Yes.
We have a remarkable world that we live in, and that everything domestic, even honestly everything international, has farmed out its manufacturing to China.
Yes.
We all know this, because we all have things that say made in China.
Most things, yes.
It's a fantastic place, and they produce a lot of things, and they're pretty damn good at it, as evidenced by everyone's usage of their manufacturing capabilities.
Right.
You are looking at me with an ugly face.
I'm not ugly. I mean, maybe I am, but I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm tired, and
you're tired. Was it
starting to fade
ugly,
a little
tired
bit?
Cry face?
Yes, that's it. What okay. It was.
Well, don't cry.
Okay.
It's weird. And definitively on DHgate, you're going to find access to many things that are, in the polite terms, would be replicas. In the ugly terms, it would be knockoffs.
Yeah. Fakes.
Counterfeits.
Mm-hmm.
All those things. It's a fascinating place. I signed up to purchase a few items. I just... This morning, you're already blushing.
I have the text.
I received an email from them. Are you going to pull the text up?
Yeah.
I received an email from them with many different and sundry offers, one of which was celebrating one of the many wonderful things that they have available, which is a, quote, massage 4 pieces set butt plug for beginning erotic toys, end quote. And I was like, wow,
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus. That's amazing. And if you didn't see the picture, I just texted you about this.
Yeah, you just texted me the text.
The four pieces were four different sizes for whatever thing you needed to accommodate for your butthole erotic
Did
pleasures.
It look like it was going to be a beginner level situation?
The small end, maybe. The larger one felt pretty advanced. I know I live a sheltered life.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. But they presented it like it was like
hey,
part of your normal grocery order.
Of course, yeah.
You... Bread, milk, butt plugs, whatever you need. We got it here.
Yes.
Despite that, or maybe because of that,
yeah.
DHgate is a pretty interesting place to go explore. I would encourage people to do that, though maybe log in under your significant other's credentials so that you don't get a lot of emails related to whatever it is they're advertising.
Do the incognito window.
Yes. That's always, I think that's always advisable.
You probably always use the internet on incognito, don't you?
I don't. Unfortunately, I don't. And so I get a lot of emails that I wished I hadn't got. But I'm glad I got this one. I would have never known about the four different sizes of beginner's level plugs.
Did you know when I sent, because I'm looking at our text still, did you know when I sent you that text of how much it cost to fill up the Suburban this morning?
Yeah. Feels like a week ago, but it was just this morning.
It was
morning.
This morning. Yeah. You think it feels like a week ago, bro.
Yeah, I know. I know. Easy, easy, girl.
I stopped. I didn't stop it. It stopped itself. My gas tank was full. Yeah. On the dot of $99.99. I was like, I hate this, but also that's kind of awesome.
Amazing.
That's
all
never happened to me before.
Did the gas pump still had the Joe Biden finger pointing towards it saying, I did that?
That was not on this one. But $99.99. I'll put that picture in the group so everyone can enjoy my...
It was only 22.731 gallons, which is probably cheaper than a lot of places in the country.
Yeah, I think it was $4.34 here this morning. Something
that's
like that.
Down. That's down.
It was
from
down
where
from
where
it was last week.
We never crossed the $5 a gallon threshold. I know some places have. We got really close, but we've been on the decline. Decline.
All right. Well, that's not awesome. Let's talk about something else.
Okay. Damn. Now I forgot the thing I swore I would have remembered to share the butt plugs story.
Okay. DHgate.
From
DHgate. Butt plugs. Yes. Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
So you've told what you've been watching.
Yeah.
You told what you've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
What, have you been listening to anything else?
Keep listening to Normal Gossip. And last week's, so last Wednesday would have been what? Like the 22nd?
Ago?
That episode was so perfectly made for me. There's literally a character in it named Meg. They use pseudonyms for all the characters, but one of the characters is named Meg. And it's at the intersection of podcasting and fan fiction. It was so much about me that literally people were texting me and messaging me and being like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this Normal Gossip is made for you. And I'm like, I know, it was so great.
Is that fan casting? What, how would you portmanteau that?
I didn't know you knew what fan casting is.
Is
it's
a thing?
That's a different thing. You are putting those words together.
I was trying. I was fan doing casting, my desperate, almost boomer best.
Fan casting is when fans on the internet will cast a work of like fiction.
Sure.
So they like come up with their dream cast in of like if that fiction were going to get turned into a movie. You see what I'm saying? Like they use real actors and they're like, this is who'd be great in this role.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. It's like literally casting.
Yes.
Okay.
Now I'm sure people do it for regular fiction, but it's huge in fanfic to fan cast a fanfic. So
would they ever fanny cast?
No. And now all of the international listeners are like, this needs an E on it.
From fanny casting?
You know what fanny means. Overseas.
Overseas, yeah. There's domestically it's the back door apartment. Overseas it's the front door apartment. It's disturbing that there's that difference. Or maybe it's quite pleasurable. I don't know. That's weird. You're weird. Why did you say that? You're laughing off mic and making weird faces.
I'm not going to last much longer, so...
Okay, so we fanny casted. What? Damn, I feel like there has to be something I've forgotten that I wanted to ask you about. We did watch, we did listen. What other lifestyle things? I have one, if you want to have a minute to think.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I don't have any more.
The charcuterie board of foods and things is a thing. There's a whole TikTok thing where a English as a second language woman refers to these as something that sounds more feminine, special place related. Mm-hmm. I can't, what does she call it?
I can't remember either. I've seen it.
Charcuterie, something like that.
Wait, that's what it's called, isn't it?
It's called a charcuterie board?
Charcuterie, okay.
You're demented.
I'm like literally delirious, so okay. Let's just keep rolling.
So Meg left early hours of this morning to go pick up our one lost child from camp.
Which I was to the 99 hours away. To go get
99 away from here. It was forever away, thanks Joe Biden, all the things.
Yeah.
I was here with, and you took Nico.
I took Nico. Never forget that.
Because I basically said, you can either take Nico or Nico and all the other kids, but I can't have Nico here. Because I'm an irresponsible father.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're not great with toddlers. I mean, I'm not either, listen, but between the two of us.
I actually don't like them. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. I don't like them. I tolerate my own.
If it weren't for the toddler stage, we'd probably have like 8 or 9 kids, maybe 10.
Easily.
I love babies and I love big kids. I am real bad at toddlers.
The toddler stage is like, what the hell did I just do? So you took Nico, which left me here with our second, third, and fourth. And the third and fourth are basically 3A and 3B.
Yes.
They're twins. I was here with them, and I got up, I rummaged around, I went into the eldest of the three's bedroom and said, hey, what do you want for lunch? I like to cook for my people, but I also like to get some interjections of what they might like. And she suggested charcuterie, but I wasn't wholly and entirely in the mood for that. So what I did was I created what I called a
tacuterie.
Well, I called it, yes, thank you, a tacuterie.
Yes.
Which was a taco charcuterie, where there were meats and all the things that you'd put in a taco, and then lightly toasted flour tortillas waiting for all the introduction of things. It was actually turned out.
It was delicious.
Quite tasty. It was good.
It was really good.
It was good. We did that. There was sausage and steak and shrimp and cabbage and red onion and several fancy cheeses and all kinds of things. And no one complained. Even the complainers of the children did not complain. Mm-hmm. What would you view, though, between that and dessert? What was the big winner?
I mean, I liked the tacos, but the dessert was definitely with the kids.
The kids, you liked it too.
I liked it.
Are you going to cheat me on this? You didn't like it?
I liked it fine, but the tacos were the star, the tacuterie.
It was fine. It was non-offensive.
No, it was delicious, but I was just hungry for a tacuterie. This is getting weirder and weirder the more I say it.
You made it weird.
Okay.
The dessert that won... for all of the participants, evidently, except sort of Meg, was super simple. It was a pound cake, purchasable at your local pounding cake store.
Try again.
It was a pound cake, wherever the hell you buy it, or make it yourself. It's a pound of this, a pound of that, a pound of the other thing. You bake it, it's good, it's tasty.
Yeah.
I used that instead of shortcake because I'm a pretentious bastard. Then there were fresh blueberries and pre-made in a aerosol can whipped cream. Yes. I did destroy the ozone layer minimally.
I don't think anyone even cares about that anymore.
I don't give a shit about it, just to be honest.
It's like way low on our list of things to worry about at this point.
But if you want to really easy dessert that the people will all approve of and celebrate your magnificence. Whether it's shortcake or pound cake, whatever, pour a little cream on it. That's a handy little secret. Pour some actual whole cream on it. Let it soak into the cake. Squirt your aerosol whipped cream on it, or whipped cream in a tub, or however you do whipped cream. Hey, make whipped cream yourself if you're really hot shit. You do that, dump it on there, and then just dump a handful of whatever fresh berries from the store. We did blueberries.
Yep.
Everybody thought it was the answer.
It was very delicious. Very summery.
Very summery.
And yummy.
Which, late summer, which we're not technically in yet, but it feels
not
like...
Not even close, babe.
It feels it's like from the heat wave that we've had here recently, as well as the produce in the stores late summer, is for eating fruits so that you can pack on those fat pounds for the winter so that you can survive.
Yes.
From a tribal perspective.
Right.
Anyway, that's what we did. Everybody liked it. I felt like I won.
And
I like
you
to
did.
Win.
And it was...
Hey.
Aces all around.
I like to win.
Yeah, and you did.
Who doesn't?
Everyone does. All right. Okay.
$99.99 on gas. Because it's still on our screen.
Yeah, you keep looking at it like it's the notes.
It's a borderline satanic symbol.
Listen, if we keep going, you're going to have to just keep talking because I'm going to have to go lay down.
Listen, if we're being honest,
yeah,
I feel like... Who listening has watched Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
Well, I sure haven't.
Who knows what Master Blaster is? Who he is? What that is?
No.
Okay. Well, look that up. I felt a little bit that way.
You felt like in a Master Blaster kind of way?
Well, yeah. Do you want me to explain it?
Okay.
There's a little man. I don't know what the appropriate term is.
Yeah.
If he's a midget, a dwarf, I don't know what he is. He also found a special needs, very large human in that era of existence, that post-apocalyptic existence, and he sat on the man's shoulders. He was wildly intelligent.
Yeah.
The large man was simple.
Okay.
And together...
They were Master Blaster?
They were Master Blaster. And they ran one of the outposts of civilization. Everyone had to cater... to and bow to their every whim because the mind suggested a thing, but then the brute underneath him enforced it. So I feel a little bit like I've carried you on my shoulders.
So you're the simple one and I'm the brains. Okay.
Pretty much, yes. Good.
Cool, cool, cool.
Pretty much, yes.
All right.
I love you.
I love you.
You are a delight of a human, even when you won't contribute, and when you won't take when you won't take the hook that I've thrown out with all the bait on it, I still love you. And I hope that you won't leave me.
We'll see.
We'll see if you'll leave me.
Time will tell.
Okay. Well, just let me know so I can polish up my dating resume.
Yes, good. If you think that that's how dating works these days,
isn't it? Isn't it? Hey, ladies.
Would you like to read my resume?
I am free of sexually transmitted diseases and I'm old and I have a lot of kids. Who's on board with that? Who's not? I feel like...
Oh, my gosh.
Don't leave me. Okay. I feel like I would fail magnificently in the dating scene. I don't want to do that anyway.
Okay. I will tell that okay. I'll probably won't.
Will you pretend like it's not accidental that you undress in front of me later?
Yes. Okay.
All right. We've reached a satisfactory compromise.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'll stop talking if you'll undress in front of me. Is that fair?
All right. Seems like. I got the better end of the deal.
I'll take what I can get. I'm not complaining.
Okay. All right.
Whew. One, don't gas up your vehicles if you want to have an awesome today, would you?
Okay, that's for sure. And also, I guess now I just say please do.
Please do?
Okay.
You have to throw the question mark.
Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.